The Yukon Quest has again delayed a withdrawal date to allow mushers more time to decide whether they'll race while organizers scramble to build up the purse. As of last month, entries stood at 40, one of the largest fields in the race's history, but it's since fallen to 32. Four-time and reigning Yukon Quest champion Lance Mackey has dropped out, and last year's runner-up Ken Anderson says he also plans to withdraw. Anderson says there are several reasons for his decision, including likely reduced winnings.
I have to look at the prize money and whether it's worth my time to beat myself down the Yukon Quest Trail 10 days before the Iditarod, which, you know, of course the Iditarod is the main focus. It's got a lot more prize money, a lot more notoriety, and it's for the solvency of our kennel, we have to focus all of our efforts there.
Despite the loss of last year's top two finishers, Anderson says the Quest should be a great race given the number of competitive mushers still signed up.
I mean, Martin Boozer, that's going to be exciting to watch him race. John Little is back with a really nice team. I raced against him earlier. And Brent Sass is a newcomer that's really turning heads. And then all the usuals. I mean, Hans, Sebastian, Hugh Neff, William Clayton, Michelle Phillips is doing better and better every year, Dave Dalton. It's still going to be it might even be more competitive than last year.
Anderson says it will be hard being on the sidelines, and he hopes to run the Quest again in the future. He says the poor economy is hitting all sled dog races, including the Iditarod, which he says has also seen its purse decline. So far, the Quest purse is at $150,000, $50,000 shy of the $200,000 promoted earlier. Race organizers say there's still the potential that more sponsors will sign on and pump up winnings before the February 14th start date. Mushers have until January 30th to withdraw and only lose $150 of the $1,500 entry fee. Meanwhile, the Yukon Quest Trail is shaping up. A group of trail breakers punched through the stretch of the race route from Fairbanks to Eagle last week.